Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You?
Doing good.
That's good. But, you know, today is, a sad day in sports. You know, we're gonna talk about the Mets getting their butts kicked right now as they failed to lose the series. We're going to talk about that, of course. The Yankees, they're going to face the Red Sox later tonight. The Knicks are officially eliminated from the playoffs contention. We're also going to, talk about a WrestleMania recap, about what happened at WrestleMania. And, but of course, first, before we, how we usually talk about, sports entertainment, also known as professional wrestling at the end of the show. But we're going to give a little preview and talk, unfortunately, about the untimely death of Jim Helwig, also known as the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
And, it was a Last week was a great time for WWE. They had the Hall of Fame ceremony, which, you know, the Warrior was finally inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Saturday, Sunday, he had, you know, his, he made his appearance, you know, as being one of the inductees, along with Razor Ramon, Lita, Mr. T, Jake the Snake. I mean, arguably the greatest class in WWE Hall of Fame history right there.
Yep.
You know, Carlos Colon, Carlito's father, you know, to name a few. It was like, you know, all-star cast right there. But Monday was a great episode. But, you know, we're going to talk more about that at the end of the show. And a welcome surprise was Ultimate Warrior doing one more promo for the fans, you know, when he announced that, you know, he's going to be with the company for 3 years. And, you know, he gave a heartfelt Warrior promo, you know, even putting on a mask of his legendary face paint.
Yep.
But,
and the
jacket.
He had the Ultimate Warrior jacket.
Right, that's true. I think that was the one he wore against Macho Man, I think, at WrestleMania 8, I think, retirement match.
The jacket that he wore later in his career. You know, like around the late 90s, beginning, around 91, started wearing the jacket.
And, you know, it was, you know, he had probably his best two promos of his career, you know, at the Hall of Fame speech and of course, his last speech in WWE. I mean, it was historic anyway. I mean, that was his first time, you know, in WWE, in the WWE ring and on Raw, you know, since 96. And when he was speaking, you know, it came from the heart. I mean, no pun intended about that. And, you know, unfortunately, the next day he dies, you know, because, you know, of a heart problem, which many people speculate, you know, it might be from years of, you know, prior steroid use.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a sad story. I mean, me and you find out, you know, on Wednesday, early Wednesday morning. So it was like, what the heck happened? You know what I mean? It was like, what the heck happened? He was just at the Hall of Fame on Monday.
I know.
And, I mean, not Monday. He was on Raw on Monday, you know, and he just dies. You know, it's sad.
Yeah, that was shocking to see. I mean, when I heard that story, I couldn't believe it. I mean, because we just saw this guy on Raw giving his speech, and yeah, days later, you hear that he died. I mean, it's very tragic, and it's very shocking.
My heart goes out to his, you know, his wife and his two daughters who were at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sad.
But, you know, like I said, you know, he went out with a bang. Got to experience that feeling of being in a WWE ring again and hearing the loud crowd.
Exactly.
You know, the Warrior fans chant.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And he made up with WWE, you know.
Yeah.
At the right time. You know, he buried the hatchet with Vince, you know, Triple H, all the people that basically ripped into him, you know, on the Ultimate Warrior self-destruction DVD.
Yeah.
And, you know, he released his version, his side of the story, the new Ultimate Warrior DVD. It just came out not too long ago.
Yeah.
I
heard that it's a great DVD. I read some reviews on Amazon. People have some really good things to say. It looks like it has some of his good, you know, has some of his best matches on it also.
Right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good DVD I hear. Much better than that so-called DVD that WWE released years ago, bashing him.
The self-destruction one?
Yeah, much better than that crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, you know, that he has his side of the story, you know.
Yeah. And you actually have his matches on there, rather than people, you know, just trying to destroy his career, you know.
Well, the other one I think had his matches too, but they, you know, but he obviously didn't say his side of the story was basically, you know, people piling on him, you know.
Right,
but,
right. Well, I mean, this is that DVD was more like a documentary kind of.
Exactly.
That one. This one's like highlights of his actual career and
right,
him talking,
exactly.
You know.
Right, exactly. You're right. And, you know, DVDs are never the same unless if you don't have the person themselves, you know, giving their own, you know, their own say. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not to mention having other people comment also.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, basically, if you watch both DVDs and combine them, basically, you'd have a, you know, like a typical DVD of the person talking about themselves and other people commenting about that person and their matches.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, it's sad he, you know, he passed away 54 years old, you know. But like you said, you know, good thing, you know, he knows before he died, he knows that the fans who loved him ever since the 80s, you know, they still supported him. And, you know, he ended on good terms with, you know, WWE.
Yeah, that was good to see. And that multi-million dollar year that he signed, that hopefully will go to his family because, you know, they.
Oh, yeah. I would assume so. I would assume WWE is going to do the right thing and, you know, give the money to his, you know, give the money to his family, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, I don't even know what to say, you know. You know, my condolences go out to his family, you know.
Yeah. Rest in peace, warrior.
But you know, moving on, I guess you know, we'll talk about the Knicks, you know. The Knicks basically, you know, they had a you know, off season. You know, they had a horrible first half. The second half they won 7 straight at one point. But unfortunately, that's when the Hawks woke up too and started winning games as well. And then afterwards, for one day, Knicks was in 8th place, which kind of reminds me of years ago, I think it was in 04. It was either 03 or 04 when Isaiah Thomas was running the team. And the Knicks was in 8th place for one day, and then Isaiah Thomas was saying, "Welcome to the playoffs."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they offered him like a 4-year extension. And of course, we know what happened with the Nets against the Knicks when the you know, the Nets swept the Knicks that year. But you know, basically, the Knicks did it to themselves, basically.
Pretty much. I mean, too little, too late. They've been playing good, but should have been playing good, you know, in the beginning of the season.
Exactly.
Too little, too late right now.
Yeah, they lost what, 2 or 3 in a row lately. But before that, they were doing great, you know. But too little, too late. There's nothing more to say, you know. J.R. Smith is hitting 3-pointers. At one point he tied. Actually, he set the Knicks record by hitting 10 threes and losing effort.
Yeah.
But Amar'e Stoudemire was playing well lately as well. Carmelo Anthony, unfortunately, you know, he's dealing with an injury, so these last couple of games in the second half, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all she wrote. And I just realized today that Knicks are playing against the Bulls tonight, but, I mean, it doesn't even really matter, really.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching the Yankee game.
Well, yeah.
And MTV Awards.
All right, yes, that is tonight. Conan O'Brien's hosting that.
Yep.
That should be interesting. And what was I going to say? So, yeah, there's nothing to say about the Knicks. You know, the Hawks, they make it to the playoffs 7th year in a row, which means Carmelo Anthony, first time in his NBA career, in 11 seasons, he's not making it to the playoffs.
Yep, and his vacation will start 2 weeks earlier than it usually does.
Oh yeah. Yep. I hope he got his golf game down because he's gonna be competing in the Masters because he's definitely not gonna be competing for the NBA title this year.
Yeah. Well, do you think he'll come back next year? Well, that's it.
Oh yeah, that's true, right? I just momentarily forgot. Yeah, he's a free agent. You know.
Yeah.
Shoot, he might be playing for the Bulls.
Yeah, maybe he's he'll audition tonight, maybe.
It is. But maybe he's going to have a great game tonight, you know. But I don't think he needs to audition. I mean, everybody knows how good he is, you know. Reportedly, no one has been recruiting him. But even though that's a big no-no because he's not a free agent yet, but, you know, hey, man, I think he's gone. I don't think the money is going to sway him to come back here. I think he's going to leave because he's been in the NBA for 11 years, and you know how these players in sports are nowadays. They have no loyalty, 99% of them. So he's gone.
Well, I mean, I still think there's a great chance of him coming back, you know, because of the Phil Jackson move, and it's New York. I mean, you can't go from New York to any other place, but, I mean, there's always that possibility that, you know, he'll probably move on. But if Noah's trying to recruit him to come to the Bulls, I mean, if I'm a great player, the only way Noah can convince me to go to the Bulls is...
I know what you're getting at. You get a date with his sister. Well, I'm going to say a date, but you took it to the extreme rules level. I mean
his sister is hot. You've seen her pic, man.
She's a very fine lady. I mean, she's a model, you know.
That's the only way I'd be able to come to the Bulls. Well, with all that said, I mean...
Well, yeah, but then again, he has Lala, so you know, he's good. Well...
That doesn't mean anything.
With these athletes, you know, that you have a point that doesn't mean anything. But hopefully, you know, that means something. You know, he does have Lala, so...
Yeah, but I'm still holding out hope that he comes back to the Knicks, so we'll see what happens, you know?
I hope so. I hope he does, stay with the Knicks and hopefully, Jackson adds some final pieces to the puzzle and bring that championship back here.
Should we keep Woodson?
I like Woodson. I would like to keep him, but I can't see any way of him returning back here. I think they're going to let him go. And he's going to hire, somebody who knows the triangle offense, Steve Kerr, or I'm trying to remember what other people they've, you know, mentioned that might possibly coach the team. Yeah, the best option if they're going to fire Woodson, the best option would have been Phil Jackson, but he's not coming back to coaching. So,
what if Jackson thinks about it and does come back to coach again?
That'd be interesting to see. It would be interesting, but he'd have to put the final pieces to the puzzle because up into this situation, he's never been in a losing situation.
Yeah.
So he'd have to put some. There'd have to be some great players who signed with the Knicks, along with Carmelo, or got traded to the Knicks for him to come out of coaching, just like Pat Riley.
Right.
When he fired Stan Van Gundy and took over, you know, for the Heat when they won their first ever championship.
Yep.
And then he gave it to Spoelstra. And the rest is history.
Yeah.
So hopefully something similar will happen to the Knicks.
Maybe, you know, let's hold up. Let's hope.
Yep, let's hope about that. And let's talk about the Mets before we get to the Yankees. The Mets they've won two series in a row prior to this one today. Friday night they lost to the Angels on a horrible fashion. I'm trying to remember who. I think it was Scott Rice who walked in the winning run, basically. They had somebody on base. They purposely walked two men to load the bases, and then they hit somebody with the pitch to end the game. It was in extra innings. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Saturday night, Valverde had a 6-3 lead in the ninth. And with two outs, he, he allows, I think, what, two singles, and then he gives up a three-run home run to your old pal, Raul Ibanez. And basically he blows his first save as a Met. And then in the, what was it, in the 13th inning, the Mets rallied and, you know, took the lead. And John Lennon pitched two innings of shutout ball in relief and got his first win as a Met. And fast forward to today, the Mets, oh, man, let me tell you, I don't know if you saw the Mets game today, but let me tell you what happened. John Sterling, man, he would have loved to call this game because, wow.
A lot of home runs?
That's an understatement. Man, let me tell you what happened. Who batted first? It was, I can't remember. Someone hit a home run before Pujols. I can't remember who the person is. Oh, yeah, Trout, Pujols, and Albanias again. Back-to-back and belly-to-belly.
Wow.
Or maybe I should get John Sterling to do it. Hey, John Sterling, come over here. Oh, that is a back-to-back and belly-to-belly. yeah, basically. Oh, yeah, by the way, did I forget to mention that this was all in the first inning?
Wow.
Yeah, it was that night. Bartolo Colon, one start after his best start as a Met, where he won his first ever game as a New York Met in his last start. Yeah, today he got bombed.
Wow.
This guy gave up 9 runs.
Damn.
In the game. And
that bad?
Yeah, man, the game, Leonardo Azar was like 9-2 Mets. No, not 9-2 Mets, my fault. 12-2 Mets.
Is the game still going on right now?
The game might have ended now because it was like in the 8th inning, but I'm going to check quickly to confirm it.
Okay.
It is 14-2.
Yeah,
Los Angeles of Anaheim.
Yeah, that's a butt whooping, all right.
Yeah. And it's in the bottom 8. Yeah. It's one of those games, man.
Yeah, one of those games. Got to move on tomorrow and forget about it.
Yeah, Mets are going to face the D-backs.
They're on a road trip, right? West Coast road trip?
Okay. Yeah, they're on a holiday road trip.
Okay.
All they needed was Chevy Chase to be in the lineup and they could have scored some runs. But, it's really that ugly, man. And had Mets won today, which obviously that's not going to happen, unless if they hit like 3 or 4 grand slams in the top of the 9th, which is coming up very soon. That's not going to happen. So Mets would have been finally reached 500 for the first time this season, but now they got to wait hopefully 2 more games if they could go on a 2-game winning streak after today to reach 500. But yeah, basically, Mets got to win some games against the D-backs. But speaking of series, let's talk about the Yankee-Red Sox, as you guys split the series. And now you guys are going for the rubber game.
Yeah, well, actually, this is a 4-game set. This started on Thursday with the Red Sox. Pineda pitched brilliantly on Thursday.
Yes, with the hand, with the substance on his hand. Right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he has there's a pine tar. Well, there's some reports he had pine tar on his hand, but he's saying it was dirt.
Right.
We still can't figure out what that was, but.
But by the 5th inning, it was gone. So
yeah. But nonetheless, I mean, he pitched real good. He striked out 7, and he's looked good so far in his 2 games that he's pitched. So
definitely has.
We won that game on Thursday 4-1, and then Friday, CeCe Sabathia was pitching good until he gave up a 3-run home run, which basically cost us the game. And Yankees ended up losing that game on Friday 4-2. And yesterday, Lackey is on the mound for the Red Sox. And he gives up 5 home runs. Beltran homered, Soriano, McCann.
Twice,
yep. And yesterday we ended up winning 7-4. So tonight is the is either the Red Sox are going to tie the series or we're going to win the series 3-1. So Ivanova pitches against Rudolph, I think the name of the Red Sox pitcher is.
Dubrovald or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Dubrovald
or something like that. Yeah, I can't pronounce his name.
I can see the name in my head, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Dubrovald?
Something like that. So, well, the game will be on ESPN tonight at 8 o'clock. So, yeah.
So I might watch a game for, you know, baseball fans, especially Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah, it'll be a great game tonight.
Yeah, sure. And talking about something that was great to watch, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the WrestleMania. What a WrestleMania that was. It was shocking. I mean,
they
just jumped right into the Undertaker one. Me and you, That was like the first time in years I was not expecting Undertaker to lose.
Boy, I was not expecting that to happen. I mean, that just happened out of anywhere. I thought Undertaker was probably going to lose Cena next year.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, me too.
Not to Lesnar.
Exactly. It was like, wow, that just came out of nowhere. Because
you assume
WWE is going to make a veteran guy like Cena or Orton, you know, in a rematch with somebody like, I mean, Brock Lesnar is a big name as well, but... You know, he hasn't been in WWE. He's a part-time wrestler, just like Undertaker has been, these past couple of years.
Yep.
So, that was surprising.
Yeah, I mean, that was the shocking thing that happened that night on WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. And what you call it, Paul Heyman's reaction was priceless. He was acting like he was shocked. I'm like, oh, my! You know what I'm saying? His reaction.
Yeah, everyone was shocked. The whole crowd was shocked.
Especially the Undertaker guy, who's now he's a celebrity now. And he was I was reading an article on him. I think it was on WWE. He basically WWE.com. He was basically saying that how, you know, he was rooting these last couple of years. He was rooting against Undertaker, including on Sunday. But he was shocked that it actually happened.
Wow. Yeah, his face is priceless.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, he's a huge Triple H fan, and he actually met him briefly last year and told him that, you know, he was the reason why he, you know, basically Triple H saved his life because he had an eating problem, and he read Triple H's book, so he, you know, he lost a lot of weight.
Wow.
So now it looks like WWE is going to, they're going to market, the Undertaker guy, just like they did with the Miz girl back in 08 when he upsetted Orton when he cashed in the Money in the Bank in 08. So,
wow.
Keep an eye out on that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what else happened. Yeah, Cena defeated Bray Wyatt. My mind was telling me to pick Cena, but I was like, hey, you know, maybe WWE this time might do something different. Well, other than, you know, of course, Undertaker losing, you know, his streak. But sure enough, Cena won again.
Yeah, I kind of expected that. I mean, there's no way I saw Cena losing that match at WrestleMania.
So, you know what's the funny thing? I expected that, but I was thinking, hey, you know what? Maybe they'll do something different. Maybe they'll make, you know, a name. Like, just like kind of like what they do with Brock Lesnar, even though Brock Lesnar is a future WWE Hall of Famer, but...
Yeah.
You know, Bray Wyatt, I was expecting Bray Wyatt to go over. But I think that's what's going to happen at Extreme Rules. But then again, these last couple of times I've rooted against Cena. Cena has, of course, won. Of course.
Yeah.
So take that as a grain of salt. So I'm picking Bray Wyatt to win, even though Cena won at WrestleMania, I was like, you know what, I'm never picking against this guy, but I guess I'm doing it again.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta actually root for him so he could lose.
Exactly.
What you gotta do, man.
Maybe that's what I gotta do. I gotta change it up because he keeps winning, man. I'm trying to remember what else happened. Oh, yeah, the Shield won. So, now they're officially good guys. And the Shield is, you know, they're here to stay for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. You know, they're the most popular group in the WWE. So
yeah,
it should stay.
I mean, rumors of them breaking up, I don't think that's going to happen for a while. So
yeah, I think for at least maybe 3 or 4 months, they're gonna stay a cohesive unit. So
yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah, Daniel Bryan and the Shield joined forces. You know, so that's gonna be interesting.
Oh yeah.
So Daniel Bryan might be an unofficial member of the Shield. Oh yeah, another big news. Paul Heyman has a new guy, Cesaro. Cesaro is no longer a Zeb Coulter guy, and no longer part of the We the People, the Real Americans. So now he's officially a Paul Heyman guy. Well, the only Paul Heyman guy other than Brock Lesnar right now. So that's gonna be interesting.
You should make Cesaro. I mean, Cesaro, I thought was gonna be a good guy.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. I mean, yeah, it is a weird dynamic because Cesaro is supposed to be a good guy, but now he's Paul Heyman's client. So it's like, unless if Heyman is going to be a good manager when he's managing Cesaro and he's gonna be his usual heel self. You know, with Brock Lesnar or anybody else, he's going to manage. I don't know how that's going to go down.
Yeah.
Because that was the end of CM Punk's relationship with him when CM Punk turned into a good guy, you know, before he left, company recently.
And there's rumors CM Punk might be coming back, although, you know, we continue to hear that, but I don't know if that's going to happen, though.
I hope that's the case. And, of course, you know, there's rumors of Sting signing with the company. But we shall see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be some truth to it, but the problem is that, you know, Undertaker, no one's expecting Undertaker to have a concussion, so that's probably what prevented that from happening, from the reveal. Because I think Undertaker would have been just like Rock in 03 after he defeated Stone Cold finally at WrestleMania. Basically, Undertaker's going to say, you know, he had enough, you know. He did everything he could in the business. He's going to retire, and then I think that's when Sting is going to make his reveal, just like how Goldberg debuted with WWE in 03 against The Rock. So I think history is going to repeat itself, but hopefully Undertaker could get healthy after that concussion.
Yeah,
you know,
hopefully, I would like to see him get revenge on Brock Lesnar, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know if he's going to fight Extreme Rules because he rarely... He really fights these last couple of years at, you know, other than WrestleMania. So maybe, Survivor Series. Not Survivor Series, SummerSlam maybe.
And, you know, there's a lot of fans bashing him losing to Brock Lesnar because Brock Lesnar is a part-timer. But if you look at it, Undertaker's a part-timer now too. So
exactly, yeah.
Does it make a difference, you know?
I guess maybe because Undertaker's the longest tenured WWE guy. Maybe I think that's why he gets, you know, a pass, you know. Because he clearly can't, he clearly would have been retired years ago if he wasn't on this part-time WrestleMania appearance. But, yeah, it looks like that it's the end. This is the last, it looks like Sting might get his wish and fight against Undertaker in his last match. And now, if it does happen... You know, if those two men do fight, no one will know who will win.
Yeah.
Because if Undertaker still had the streak, we knew most likely he would keep the streak, unless if he would do what he did with Brock Lesnar.
I think he would probably win beating Sting.
Yeah. So now there's a uncertainty. Who would win if Sting or Undertaker would fight?
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to if that match does actually go down. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. AJ lost the title to Paige, who's a very popular diva in NXT. Now she's officially the new Divas Champion. So,
yeah,
you know,
she's a cute girl.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
British, right?
Yeah, she is. And... what was I going to say? So AJ's legendary 295 reign as Divas Champion, an improbable run for her, it now came to an end. So
I think Tamina's going to get the title somehow, some way.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think AJ is going to win the title back from her maybe in 4 or 5 months. And then Tamina takes the title off her. But, anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAC, on Saturdays. Here on Blog Talk Radio 11. And check out the show, Sports and Legend, Sundays at 6.
Perfect, man. Check out my show,